Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Wednesday, May 11th is a day that many Australians have been waiting for. Eurovision will kick off in Turin, an event like no other, which will see artists from 40 different countries perform to win the 66th Eurovision Song Contest title. Last February, SBS hosted the contest Eurovision Australia Decides, during which Sheldon Riley was chosen to represent Australia during the contest that will begin in Italy in a couple of weeks. And to talk about this experience, his hopes and dreams for the upcoming competition, today we welcome Sheldon Riley to SBS Italian.
Hello, my love. Thank you so much for having me.
Sheldon, let's talk first of all about your journey. You went from writing songs in your bedroom.
I did. I still do.
Then going on to performing at The Voice and now representing Australia at the next Eurovision Song Contest. How does that feel?
A little bit crazy. Just a little bit crazy. Eurovision's been my biggest dream since I can even remember. It all feels a little bit unbelievable still.
Does it feel a bit scary?
Oh, every day it's scary. I think just the expectation, just my own expectation as well is a little frightening, but I love it. I feel like I'm very well prepared and I've got a great team around me. So, yeah.
That's exactly one of the questions that I actually wanted to ask you. How do you prepare for such an important contest?
It's kind of the impossible question. You prepare by having a very strong group of people around you who really believe in what you want to do. I mean, Eurovision is the only place, I believe, in the world where you can create a performance that is completely made out of imagination. So just getting the right people to make it happen and can trust in your vision, and then the right people to make sure that people see it.
Let's talk about the song that you're going to take to Turin. It's titled Not the Same. And I read somewhere that this was nothing but a note to self that exactly you wrote to yourself as a note on Facebook.
Yeah.
How did it then go from being just a note to self to becoming the song that will represent Australia at the next Eurovision contest?
Yeah, I think even you saying that's a bit crazy, right? I was 15 when I wrote it. I was diagnosed with autism at the age of 6, and then 9, and then again at 12. And I think just the ongoing thing was just being told for a long time that I wouldn't achieve as much as what I guess a normal person would achieve. And I didn't really want to take that. And I didn't want to believe that. So around 15 years old, I just decided that nothing can really hold me back anymore. And I became a social butterfly and I'm talking to people, I've got friends and I'm just loving life. And I wanted to write this. I was very dramatic, I guess. By looking back, I sent myself a message on Facebook. It was more of a poem. And I was just really proud of myself. Everything that I was always told I wouldn't be able to do, I was starting to do. And just simple things like being able to get a job or to, you know, meet friends or execute myself as a normal person. I mean, I was doing it. So I found my old laptop at 19 and I was logged into my old Facebook account. And I saw this message to myself because I remembered I used to message myself a lot. And I was like, this is so sad, but I want to turn it into a song. It was never supposed to be the Eurovision song, but I think after a long time of wanting to do the contest, I had a few songs ready, but they were all a little bit too manufactured for the contest, if that makes any sense. And I was asked, do you have anything that kind of tells the story of why you've wanted to do Eurovision for such a long time? And I was like, what about this one?
Well, Sheldon, everybody that has listened to the songs knows that it's an exceptional song. And thinking about your hopes and dreams for the contest, what do you hope to achieve once you arrive in Turin?
The reason why I've wanted to do Eurovision for such a long time is because it, to me, has always been the place where it didn't matter who you were, what you wore, anything. It doesn't matter what type of person you are, especially in a room filled with so many different countries, everyone is respected and everyone is accepted in that space. So, I mean, I've already jumped into the Eurovision bubble and been blown away by the fact that I'm being celebrated and respected by countries that historically haven't really, it wouldn't necessarily be the safest thing for me to be over there alone doing what I'm doing. So to be celebrated by people and artists from all different parts of the world, that's what I was looking forward to the most. I kind of feel like if I had have met these people a long time ago, I probably never would have written Not the Same, because I would have been around people who understand.
Sheldon, you're speaking now to SBS Italian, and the contest this year will take place in Northern Italy, in Turin. How's your Italian?
Very bad. Very bad.
Have you been learning some?
I've been trying my absolute hardest. Do you know what's crazy? Every time I finish a phone call, I say ciao. Didn't realize that meant hello as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, how bad am I? No, I'm very excited. I'm excited to just get immersed into the culture, and we're going on tours there as well around.
Is this your first time in Italy?
It is the first time. I'm very excited. I'm trying to make sure I fit into my outfit, so I mean probably won't be able to eat pasta till the last day I'm there, but very excited.
Well, Sheldon, on my behalf and on behalf of all the team here at SBS Italian, good luck with everything that you have in front of you. We will surely be cheering on you at Eurovision. And again, good luck.
Ah, that's very sweet. Thank you so much. And ciao.
Cliccate mi piace, condividete, commentate. Seguite SBS Italian su Facebook.